Welcome to episode 77. I'm Stuart McCullough, I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, thank you to those members from Community Health who have provided their responses with regards to the proposed settlements for allied health professionals and for medical scientists, covering psychologists, dietitians, and others. Your responses have been greatly appreciated. We look forward to progressing through to the drafting stage with regards to those agreements. Similarly, we are drafting the dental therapists agreement and an agreement for health and allied managers and admin. That means we've made significant progress with regards to bargaining for the community health group, and we've had a great amount of input from community health members. It leaves the dentists agreement really as the last one outstanding, and we'll continue to work with our community health members to progress bargaining for that agreement. The other matter impacting on community health members concerns the Long Service Benefits Portability Bill, which has made its way to the upper house. We are concerned that the bill in its present form is deeply flawed and does not adequately take into account the existing portability arrangements within community health. We believe it should be radically redesigned and are concerned that it cannot operate as intended in its current form. Thank you to all those members who have provided feedback with regards to their concerns about the Long Service Benefits Portability Bill. The key piece of upcoming work for community health will be the review of the nursing classification structure within that setting. With respect to our health service members, we have the CWMS advisory group that will be meeting on the Monday. There is also a medical scientist's SDPPWG scheduled for that day and a dental reference group meeting. On Tuesday, there is more of the nurse unit manager reclassification consultation process, this time in Bendigo, and more consultation for that process on the Wednesday. On Thursday, there is a meeting of the WorkSafe Stakeholder Working Group, as well as a meeting of our Member Engagement Committee. And just a reminder to our rural and regional members to register for the upcoming rural and regional forums. Those dates again are 7 September Wodonga, 13 September Lawn, 21 September Bairnsdale, 25 September Echuca, 4 October Stawell. The focus for those forums will be on the agreement review process, that is, identifying those clauses that require improvement. And finally, a quick word about next week's podcast. October is a key date with respect to the Health and Allied Managers and Admin Agreement. Over the next few weeks, we will be focusing on those changes that will take effect in October in order to support implementation. Today, we're discussing instrument techs. Next week, we'll be discussing theatre techs. As always, all of our activities are summarised through the VHAA community app. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup. Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. And joining me for this week's discussion is Senior Workplace Relations Consultant Daniel Pullen. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you, Stuart.
Daniel, would you be good enough to reveal the clue for this week's discussion?
Of course.
So for the benefit of those people who are listening to this rather than watching, could you describe the object?
It is a vocoder, but for I would define it as a very small keyboard.
Daniel, you break my heart. So we made the point that we were describing this for the benefit of those people who were listening rather than watching this podcast. So I'll get you just to lean over into the microphone and say that again and describe what it is.
It's a small keyboard.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel, I think that's a far better demonstration of what this is. So on the basis of this small keyboard, or if you prefer vocoder, what would you say that the subject for today's discussion is?
This has been one of my guesses previously, but I'm going to use it again. I'm going to say music therapists.
Daniel, you couldn't be more wrong. This is a musical instrument, and indeed it is a high-tech musical instrument, which brings us to today's subject for discussion, instrument tech. So I understand that 1 October is a very busy date under the Health and Allied and Managers and Admin Agreement, and I understand that this will be the first of 5 podcasts that we're doing between now and October the 1st to assist our members to implement those upcoming changes.
That's correct. In addition to the instrument technician translation, we're scheduled to film podcasts on the theatre technician translation, the transition of wage skill group 1, interpreters, dental nurses, nursing attendants and PCWs, the implementation of the patient transport review and the implementation of the security review.
So that's all to come, but today we're talking about the instrument technician translation. So for our members who are watching or listening to this and have a copy of the agreement in front of them, what clauses will we be speaking to today?
So we'll be speaking to Clause 100, which is on page 117, which deals with the transition to the new instrument technician structure. Schedule 2B of Section 6, Instrument Technician Structure, on pages 166 to 169. And Clause 84, which is page 295, which is the Instrument Technician and Theatre Technician Managers Clause.
And Daniel, Clause 100 provides a table which assists in the translation of instrument technicians to the new structures. Can you summarise the table for those listening?
We can, and for those that are watching, we'll provide it up on the screen.
Oh, there it is.
So instrument technician grade 1, within the first 3 months of employment, will transition to the new instrument technician grade 1 classification. Instrument technician grade 1, after 3 months, will transition to the new instrument technician grade 2 classification. Instrument technician grade 2 will transition to the new instrument technician grade 3 classification. Instrument technician grade 3s will transition to the new instrument technician grade 4.
I'm sensing a theme.
There is a theme. Grade 4s will transition to grade 5s, but to change things up a bit, there is a new classification for instrument technician grade 6.
That's a new classification.
And that is changing things up. And then there is also management classifications beyond grade 6.
So commencing, let's go through those in turn. And starting with grade 1, what are the key components to the revised classification?
So grade 1 instrument technicians under the new structure are those existing grade 1 instrument technicians with less than 3 months' experience. The new key components are that the new instrument technician classification for grade 1 will require direct supervision by grade 7 instrument technicians.
So just on that point of grade 7 instrument technicians and dealing with the elephant in the room, does a grade 7 classification exist under the new structure?
It doesn't. We're engaging with the HWU to resolve this ambiguity.
Okay, so people can expect updates with regards to that.
That's correct.
The classification of grade 2 instrument technician under the new structure, they're the existing grade 1 classifications but with greater than 3 months experience, is that correct?
That's correct. Grade 2 instrument technicians under the new structure must be directly supervised by an employee classified at a minimum of a grade 5 instrument tech, and this is higher than what was previously required.
And what are the, if you like, key components of the revised Grade 3 Instrument Technician classification under the new structure?
So as mentioned earlier, the Grade 3 Instrument Technicians under the new structure are the existing Grade 2s. Instrument technicians at this level will have 12 months experience and a Certificate 3 in health, sterilising practice for technicians or equivalent. In addition, Grade 3 Instrument Technicians will be required to work under the immediate direction of an employee classified at grade 5 or higher. And again, this is higher than previously required.
So I understand that the existing grade 2 classification provided for a Certificate 3 in health, sterilising practice for technicians or equivalent as a base qualification.
That's correct.
And the existing grade 3 instrument technicians translate to grade 4 instrument technicians under the new structure?
How did you know?
I did read the script ahead of time.
So in addition to the translating to the grade 4 instrument tech classification, they must have a certificate 4 or equivalent and a minimum of 12 months experience. They will no longer have supervisory or training mentoring duties within the scope of their classification, and employees will be required to work under the immediate direction of the grade 5 classification. And again, as mentioned earlier, this is higher than what was previously required.
Okay, so I understand that there have been some questions from members with respect to how to treat translating instrument technicians who don't have the minimum qualification.
There has been, and we're currently engaging in discussions with the HWU with respect to how these employees are translated. More information will be available in the bulletin that we issue during the month.
So I don't want to be accused of ruining the surprise, so I'll leave it to you to tell me what classification the existing Grade 4 instrument technicians will translate to.
So these instrument technicians will translate to the Grade 5 instrument technician classification.
I did have a suspicion that that may well be the case. Are there any other items of interest with regards to that translation?
There is. So these instrument technicians must have a Certificate 4 or equivalent and a minimum of 12 months of experience, and they must have completed specialty training. However, it's unclear whether this will be in the form of formal training or on-the-job training. In addition, the references to supervisory or managerial responsibilities have been omitted from both Grade 5 and Grade 6 classifications, and Grade 5 instrument technicians can be appointed to management classifications in the absence of a manager or a Grade 6 instrument technician.
So on a practical note, for those people who are in that classification but don't meet that criteria, they don't translate?
So it's an interesting point. What we're currently doing is engaging with the HWU to address where the table provides for a translation to a classification, but the classification descriptor isn't achieved by that employee, and those that are regular listeners might recall that our clerical translation, we encounter the same challenge with the introduction of HS1A, where the table provides for a translation, but the descriptor doesn't reflect the work that's being performed.
Yeah, okay. So I understand the Grade 6 instrument technician classification is a new classification.
That's correct.
And the classification of the existing instrument technician at Grade 6 is subject to review?
That's correct. So within 3 months of the instrument technician translation, which is the first full pay period on or after the 1st of October this year, employers will review the existing employees to appropriately classify those instrument technicians at the instrument technician Grade 6 or instrument technician manager classifications.
So Daniel, what's our preliminary assessment of the Grade 6 classification?
So the descriptor itself is difficult to distinguish from the Grade 5 classification for instrument technicians. Additionally, there is no supervisory or managerial responsibilities set out in those descriptors, despite the lower classifications for instrument techs under the new structure, referring to supervision from those instrument technicians at the level 5 or level 6.
It sounds a little absurd to be talking about the review of these items at the point of implementation, but these do present themselves as items for the review process.
Yes, that's correct.
So what are we doing to engage with members with respect to these changes?
So we held a members forum on the 14th of August this year with a focus on the instrument technician translation. And we took feedback from members throughout that discussion and have arranged discussions with the Health Workers Union and the department to resolve any ambiguities.
And is there anything else that people should be aware of with regards to those translations?
So we've developed a special interest group with respect to the translations for the instrument technicians, but also the theatre technicians. And we'll be engaging with those people within that special interest group directly.
So it's the one reference group dealing with both?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll also be providing updates to the wider sector via the VHIA community app. And once we've reached some form of agreement with the HW and the department about how to address some of these ambiguities, we'll be issuing guidance by way of bulletin.
And is there an SDPPWG meeting scheduled to discuss these?
So we're in the process of finalising a out-of-session SDPPWG just to focus on these changes in particular.
Terrific. Daniel, I think there's nothing else to say other than thank you for taking me through it. And would you like to do the sign-off? Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Stuart.